Hi, Linda. Dave Ross at Cairo. How are you?
Oh, hi. Thanks for calling. I'm good.
Good to talk to you. How do you pronounce your last name, Linda?
It's Antonic.
Antonic, with the accent on the tone.
Yes, on the toe.
Okay. So tell me what your problem was. When did you decide you wanted to try this?
Well, I've been treating with Dr. Wagner for at least 25 years, and he's been treating my knees throughout that time. I've had knee problems since I was young, and so he had given me other injections, but I still had this lack of mobility and this pain, and I didn't want to have a knee replacement. And when he started pioneering this field, he said, "I think this will really help you." And I had nothing to lose, so I did it, and I'm really glad I did.
So you went through the needle where they got the bone marrow out and they spun it up, and then you went through the injection process. What was that like?
I was very fortunate because I had heard that parts of that could be challenging, and I didn't have any discomfort at all with the procedure. So I was really lucky. When they withdrew the bone marrow, I was fine, and the injections, and it's really quick. The injections really quick. And I was fine. I didn't have any pain or discomfort with the procedure. So obviously, I was really glad I did it.
So before the procedure, tell us the nature of your discomfort. Was it about walking? Was it about sitting? Was it about running? What were you going through?
When I sat for a while, it was difficult to stand up and my knees would ache. And I had the most difficulty with stairs and going downhill. I didn't run anymore because I just couldn't do that. And since the procedure, I sit on long flights and I say to my husband, "I can't believe it. My knees don't ache." It's just so great from that perspective. Now, it's not like I'm 25 again, but it's so much better. I do stairs so much better, and it's just helped so much. I can't believe it.
Well, Dr. Wagner is working on a procedure to make you 25 again. And I'll let you know when that's ready. In the meantime, how long did it take before you came to this realization that, wow, my knees don't hurt anymore?
It took a little bit. Dr. Wagner told me that 3 months was kind of the minimum amount, and he was pretty accurate on that. It was just about 3 months where even my husband said, "You know, you're not going down those stairs sideways anymore like you used to. You adapt, and you don't even realize anymore how you're adapting to the problem." And I said, "You know, you're right. I can go straight down the stairs. I'm not hanging on." I mean, it wasn't like I was hobbling around before, but I was just so used to it because there was at least 25 years there of slowly making accommodations for bad knees. And, you know, I can't say that now I'm like joining the circus, but I'm so much better. I can do so many things I couldn't do before, and it's just better.
So you had to go downstairs sideways.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't really that pronounced, but I wouldn't go straight down the stairs. I would turn just a little bit, maybe 45 degrees, and kind of go down like that to take some of the downward pressure off my knee. And now I don't have to do that. I can walk straight down the stairs, and I'm fine.
And I hear you saying you're close to hanging from a trapeze now.
I'm going to wait another 3 months. Call me back in 3 months.
What about Dr. Wagner's approach to this? Do you feel you? I mean, what do you think about the idea? Because stem cells has sort of a dicey reputation. You know, what were the thoughts going through your mind when he said, "Well, we've got this stem cell thing we want to do"?
He had been telling me about the procedure for a while, and, you know, maybe for a year. And he had been going to conferences and studying up on it. And in my position, I felt like I had nothing to lose. There were no really bad side effects to the procedure. I mean, I imagine there are, but in all of the cases where they've done these injections, there's, as far as was explained to me, there's been no bad side effects. So I had nothing to lose and everything to gain. I also have treated with Dr. Wagner, as I said, for a very long time. So I trusted him, and I know him, and I know there'll be other people going in that have never seen him before. But for me, I trusted everything he said and recommended without question.
And of course, this is for people who have probably never been treated by Dr. Wagner before. What is it you would say that, what is it about the way he handles these things that makes you trust him?
I think his experience, he's been in the sports medicine field for a long time, and he really believed in this procedure, and he really researched it and met with other doctors nationwide. As he, I remember him telling me about different conferences and groups of physicians and seminars that he attended. So I trusted that he knew what he was doing. And Dr. Wagner's also fit and athletic, and he knows in his sports medicine practice that he wants to let people keep living active lifestyles if that's what they choose. And he's just also a very professional, kind person, and which is why I obviously have treated with him for so long. And his staff is great. They're very responsive and helpful. So I, you know, as I said, I had nothing to lose to at least try this, as opposed to a knee replacement, which I would have to have been desperate to do.
Right. So, and tell me, what has he told you about how long this will last?
I think that he said the results can keep improving for up to a year. And I think because the procedure is new, there's no concrete data on how long it will last. But I think that the current thinking is that it will go somewhat indefinitely. And if there is a problem, they can tweak it. They can insert more of the, they don't have to do the bone marrow, but they can do the blood, he said, to boost the results. I haven't needed that. And I would think that that would be what I would attempt again if I went backwards again. But I would probably try just about anything before I did knee replacement.
Right. It's fairly expensive. Insurance doesn't pay for it. Was it worth the money to you?
Yes, it was definitely worth the money. And I agree, it is expensive. So it does cause a person to pause. But on the other hand, I thought, what would I pay to be able to be more active and pain-free and comfortable? It was certainly worth it to me. But I agree, at this stage, it's an expensive procedure.
Right. So if you, if you were to tell a friend about this, what would you advise them?
I would tell them to go in to see Dr. Wagner and discuss it with them and see what their knee issue is. I understand they're actually expanding and trying stem cell for other body parts. You know, obviously I can't speak to that, but I would tell them there's nothing to lose by going in and investigating the procedure, talking to people like me and other people who have had it, and making their own informed decision about having it done. But, you know, as I said, for me, there's absolutely no regret.
Right. Did it surprise you that there was such a thing, that something as exotic as stem cells could help you?
Not entirely, because I'd been hearing about it, and as because my knees have been going downhill and haven't been good in a long time, you know, I'd sort of listened to what was out there. And as I said, Dr. Wagner had been mentioning this for at least a year, if not two, before I actually had the procedure done.
And did you get an MRI?
Yeah, on both knees, pretty much repeatedly, as I, you know, with my history of bad knees. Yeah, I had had MRIs on both knees, and I had the procedure done on both knees.
And what did the MRI show? Did you have it done after the procedure?
No, I was kind of curious about that. And my husband said, do you think they could do it? And I thought, well, does it matter? I mean, I suppose the curiosity is there, you know, because they showed that I had bone on bone and no cartilage left underneath my kneecap on both knees or pretty close. And I was kind of curious about that, if an MRI would show an improvement. That's an interesting question.
Yeah, but you haven't had that done.
No.
Yeah. All right. I think that's pretty good.
Well, I hope I helped. I trust you. I'm a fan. And so good luck to you.
All right. Thank you, Linda. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Right.
Bye. Bye-bye.